Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this Magic City Monday? Oh, yeah. You know me. I got a million things to do.
You stay in Vegas overtime?
No. I came right back the next morning, Sunday morning, and what a great time we had in Vegas. It really was a great time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. It was good to see you. We hadn't seen each other in person since the Super Bowl.
I know. And we had a couple of meals together.
Oh, yeah. We hung out in Vegas and had a really good time, so that was good.
And we should say this. Rob G wasn't with us the whole time. He ditched us for his family, which is all good. I get it. Blood is thicker than melanin. I get that, right? Is that what he said? Nothing? Oh,
he
Sam,
did
nothing.
Ditch us, though.
He ditched us big time.
We saw him when we did the show, and that was it.
He was gone. But my God, Chris, how many Odd Couple listeners and people who download our podcast stopped us in the casino and at the fight? It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was good, man. You know, we are, as we say, the show is of the people.
Yeah,
we are of the people as well. So it was good to see a lot of folks from all different parts of the country. And you could tell after the fight, and we'll get to the fight, you know, in the last hour of the show, but you could tell after the fight who was from Texas and thus rooting for Errol Spence. Because I was bumping into a lot of people before the fight who were from Texas. And they'd ask me who I picked, and I'd say Crawford. And, you know, they get an attitude or something, and they were from Texas. But afterwards, man, it was it was like a morgue in there in the casinos for the people who were from Texas, but it was a demolition. Shout out to Terrence Crawford and fantastic performance. And we will, as I said, get to that in the third hour of the show. But Rob, we have a special guest. You know who's on in the at the bottom of this hour?
No, surprise me.
George Foreman.
George Foreman, wow.
Yes, the two-time heavyweight champion. And can't wait to talk to him. He was tweeting during the fight, so we'll talk to him about that. We previewed his movie, you know, when it was coming out, so we'll ask him.
You know, I covered the fight when he beat Michael Moore with the punch. I was there.
Yeah, you got, yeah.
In Vegas. Yeah. I was there for that.
Yeah, 45 years old, heavyweight champ. All right, let's introduce the iCouple crew and get this thing started. Iowa Sam is in for DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G is in the place. Steve DeSager on the updates and back. Was he with us last week? Most of the week. He was off one day.
No, yeah, he was off. Steve was
busy.
We didn't do
Friday. No, I'm talking about Elijah.
Oh, Sabuya. Elijah.
He didn't do go Zoom.
No, we did. He did it, Chris. We just didn't.
No, we just had a few of them. Yeah.
Right, right. Keith Elijah's Thurman always working. Charles. When is he off? I mean, he's always working. We appreciate you, Elijah, no doubt.
All right, let's get it started, Rob. The Athletic, as they do every year, this was their 10th installment of their quarterback tiers. And tier one, obviously unanimous number one, was Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow was second, Josh Allen third, Aaron Rodgers fourth, and Justin Herbert fifth on tier one. And then Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, Rob, as well as Trevor Lawrence. And Rob G, who am I missing? Trevor Lawrence, there was one more, I believe, or there are a few more on tier two. Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott. I think those are the tier two guys. But, Rob, the question I want for you is Aaron Rodgers, and obviously he's an all-time great and, you know, one of the best to ever sling it. But last year, a down year, and he's turning 40 in December. Everyone in New York City is excited. But – do you think this ranking is appropriate? He's ranked fourth, but the bottom line is he still ranked as a tier one quarterback. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's just somebody's opinion. So that's
It was 50, but it's more. It's not just one guy.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's just it's just opinion. It's not based
and all
right.
That.
But it's just an opinion. So sure, there are people going to still say that, and maybe they look at his thumb injury from a year ago, that maybe he played through it and he didn't come out, so maybe they took that into consideration. Obviously, he had a bad year for Aaron Rodgers, especially with the picks, but I'm saying maybe they're just taking everything into consideration of what happened last year, rookie wide receivers, thumb injury, maybe hampered his accuracy some, and they believe that they factor all those things in. I mean, we saw this a year ago with, if I remember correctly, Patrick Mahomes was ranked fifth. Remember that when they came out with the list? He was fifth last year because
Rob G looked that up. I don't know if he was fifth in this one.
He was fifth.
There were various rankings.
Right, but he was fifth in a couple of quarterbacking, and a lot of it had to do with, remember he had the bad stretch where he had the 8 interceptions in 8 straight games or whatever it was. There was something. And his numbers were still good. But
lunacy to me.
But he was ranked fifth or something. And that's what I'm saying. That's why it's just a projection, and I get it. People are looking at the other quarterbacks, and maybe they just think they're giving him a benefit of the doubt that he has to have 2 bad years. The last time I think people wrote him off was after the Bucky Brooks. He should go to Chicago and his career was over or whatever it was, and then he won 2 MVPs. I'm not saying he's going to win 2 MVPs, but that came after a down year. So maybe they believe that there was more to it than just age and that he was injured.
Yeah, I think it's appropriate. And 2 months ago, Rob, I wouldn't have said that. You know, we talked about it on the show. I did not think that Aaron Rodgers would bounce back from this, what this meaning last year. I thought last year was not like 2018, when he had a down year for him at least, and 2017 he had a little bit of an injury. But I thought he was just getting old. Everybody's not going to be Tom Brady and be great in their 40s. And I've changed my tune. I may be wrong, but I do expect Aaron Rodgers to have a bounce back elite year, not an MVP year. I'd be very surprised if he did that. But I'm expecting him to have a very good season. I don't know that he's got two left in him, but I do think he's got one left in him at least. And I say it for a few reasons. Like you said, I do think the thumb was a factor, the broken thumb on his throwing hand. I don't think he was engaged like he is in New York. You know, he didn't go to off-season workouts and therefore didn't develop the chemistry with his younger receivers. And so I just don't think, you know, I don't think he went out thinking, you know, I'm not going to play well or anything like that. But I just don't think he was as driven. He had lost his, you know, a guy he says it might be his favorite coach of all time, Nat Hackett, who we get it wasn't a good head coach, wasn't even a serviceable head coach last year for Denver. But that doesn't mean he wasn't a great offensive coordinator. We've seen a lot of coordinators who were great who didn't make the transition well. And Nat Hackett has been a very good offensive coordinator, at least with Aaron Rodgers, who he won two MVPs with. And so with Hackett in New York, with a very good receiving core, Garrett Wilson leads the way. He was freaking great last year as a rookie with Mike White and Zach Wilson throwing him the rock. I can't imagine how good he's going to be with Aaron Rodgers. They got some other guys, Mecole Hardman, Alan Lazard came over from Green Bay. They got a running game, and we'll see if they add Dalvin Cook, but they got Breece Hall back from injury. Defense top of the line. And most importantly, Rob, for Rodgers, he is all in. We saw him give up the money. You know, we don't understand it necessarily, but he still gave up $35 million. It seems like, you know, he's there, was there in the offseason. He was throwing with his receivers. He's been great so far. So I just think that, you know, Rob, he's been at his best these last two MVP years. You know, a lot of people were down on him. Like you said, they thought he was done a few years ago, kind of had some injuries and wasn't as good. And he came back and won two straight MVPs. So I think he's got a chip on his shoulder. And so I'm fine with him being on that tier one. Might be his last year on it. He might not live up to it. But right now, I'm expecting big things from Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, if he was fully healthy last year and put those numbers up, again, I think that would be a different look. But
agreed.
He just was uncharacteristically, you know, with the interceptions, Chris. Forget about the other numbers. Like, he threw 12 interceptions?
He threw 12. And
Chris,
to put that in
perspective, he hadn't thrown 12 in the previous, what, 4 years?
No, right. He threw 13 his first year as a starter in 2008, and that was it.
Right.
He threw 11 1 year, 2010. But other than that, he's never thrown
double
that many
digits. Right.
Yeah, it was only double digits.
What do you have
but
the year before? What do you have,
even,
the,
I mean,
what do you have
great.
The 2 years before? I'm just saying. What were the four?
Let's
and
put
eight?
It this way.
What do you
he
have?
Had more interceptions last year. Well, almost more.
Right.
So he had 4 the year before, 5 the year before that. Those were his two MVP years. 4 the year before that, 2 the year before that.
That's what I'm
now,
saying.
Granted,
right,
that was
right.
only 7 games, but still.
But still, think about that.
He doesn't throw interceptions.
Right.
And, Rob, to put that in perspective, now 12, you know, we're going by his standards. Josh Allen threw 14 last year in fewer games, 16
right.
games.
But that's different.
Joe Burrow
for, right,
threw
right.
12.
Right.
In 16 games.
Right,
so,
but
and
that's
Aaron
normal.
Rodgers did throw for 26 touchdowns.
Right, but that's normal, Chris, because you throw the ball a lot more this year, you know, now. So
right.
so it's like so it's like the point guard having the most turnovers. You have the ball the most, you know what
right.
I mean? Like there's always going to be
and,
that
and
chance.
Guys don't turn it over like they used to. You know,
no.
we used to see great Hall of Famers sometimes throwing more interceptions than TDs, but that's when you could really hit the quarterback you could hit the receiver. You know, it was a more physical game then. But, yeah, I mean, that was the most eye-popping thing was the interceptions last year. But I'm gonna chalk it up to the injury and just he just wasn't himself last year. But I'm going to give him one more year where I think he can turn back the clock at least a little bit and be an elite player. But we'll see. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Is Aaron Rodgers still a tier one quarterback? Is Aaron Rodgers still elite? Your thoughts with the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob next, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast. Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. That's right. That's what they do. And we're also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. It's amazing. So bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Are you expecting a bounce back season for Aaron Rodgers? Is he still tier one? Your thoughts?
Let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. How you doing, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys today?
We are great, man. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. I think he's still tier one with that asterisk that he still fails in the playoffs, but
right.
he's got a carrot because if he can win in New York, all that goes away.
So now, look, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
I mean,
got a lot to play for.
Yeah, it would. I mean, look, his legacy is great, obviously, as it is. But you're right, and I've pointed that out often. He has not played well in the NFC title game specifically, where he's 1-4. Nine touchdowns, eight picks, something like that, which for a guy that doesn't throw interceptions is horrible. So, yeah, I agree with you. If he could win it here, and I don't necessarily see that, but if he could win a Super Bowl here, it would work wonders for an already great legacy.
He looks hungry.
Yep, he does, no doubt.
Yeah, you guys have a good one, man. Take
Thanks,
care.
Mark. Appreciate it. Tony in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
Hey, what up? Great show.
I think that
at the beginning of the season, since he's fresh, he'll be a tier one. But as the season progresses and the hits come, he's still an old guy for football. And I think that what affects him more, if you look back in the years, have been the cold weather against San Francisco, last year against Detroit, those hits. I mean, he didn't want to play anymore.
Well, look, he should, but cold weather. I mean, he played in Green Bay his whole career.
I understand that.
He should be fine.
That's why winter Texas come down south to Miami and South Texas, because that winter, as you get older, it starts to affect you more, especially if he's playing in the teams. And those hits, you know, in football, those hits and cold weather hurt more than they do during the summer.
Well, look, so, we do have to see how his offensive line is. That's their weakness. And I think he'll help it with a quick release and just being smart. But, yeah, I mean, if he's getting hit, it's going to be a long season for him.
But I think also that the Jets have to win the division. They have to get, you know, before they can rest them before the playoffs, one or two games.
It's going
to
be, I don't know, about two games.
I know it's going to be hard with Buffalo.
What, you think they're going to go 14-0?
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
No, ain't going to be no rest in two games.
You know,
and the AFC in general is just too tough. They'll probably be fighting for their playoff lives all season, I would think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't think anybody's running away from anything. And remember this ain't the Jets last year when nobody thought anything of them. Everybody knows when the Jets come to town with all the hype, all the talk, and a Hall of Fame quarterback coming to town, ain't nobody going to be asleep on the Jets, okay?
Let's just get everybody's best shot.
Exactly.
I mean, like you said, first of all, they were pretty good last year for what they had offensively.
With no quarterback.
And then on top of getting Rodgers, Rob, you said it, the hype. I mean,
you think the other teams don't know what's going on? Right.
Exactly. Like, oh, yeah.
The Jets are coming to town. This is a W. You think so? I don't think so.
Right.
Arthur in Philadelphia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Arthur?
Good evening, sir. I'd like to know, what are the orders hype about Aaron Rodgers? He hasn't been in the Super Bowl in the last 12 years.
And the Jets have been in the Super Bowl since when? Come on, Arthur. Don't play dumb. You're asking, what is all the excitement about Aaron Rodgers playing for the Jets? And you just said he hasn't been there in 10 years or whatever it is. When have the Jets been in the Super Bowl? 1969? You don't get that?
And he's going to make that much of a difference.
I hear you.
Dude won two of the last three MVPs on a team that won seven games with no quarterback. Come on, man. Like, don't play dumb. I get it if you don't think it's going to happen, but don't play dumb.
I've been as critical of Rodgers as anybody, particularly in the playoffs. But come on. He's a Hall of Famer.
That's what I'm saying.
He's
don't act
be
like
a top five all time. Like, come on, you can't act like what? What's everybody hyped
about? What are you talking about? Right? What? Oh, wait a minute.
Come on. He had a bad year, and look, we're gonna find out if that was age, or he's washed,
or was it
just a bad year?
Or what it was?
Injury, right?
You don't
find
know.
out. But we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, as most people seem to be. We got Big George Foreman coming up next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, what an honor and pleasure to have him on. Two-time heavyweight boxing champion, just a legend, a living legend. We welcome in George Foreman to the Odd Couple. George, how
George,
are you?
What's up?
Life is good. I'm having a wonderful time.
It is great to talk with you.
Yeah, all I want to say, George, is that grill. Come on, man. How'd you ever give that grill up? That was the greatest thing that ever happened.
Yeah, the grill was something, but, you know, you sell one, you sell two, and somebody say, I'll buy them all. What can you say? But, okay, sell for sale.
I hear you on that.
I had two of them. I had two.
George, we all, Rob and I were at the big fight on Saturday night, Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. And one of the fun things, to be honest, during the fight was seeing you tweet and stuff. And one of the things you tweeted was that Spence was learning never to box a boxer. You got to fight them. Don't wait for an opening. Just throw the punches. Did you feel like, what did you feel Spence did wrong? Kind of elaborate on what you mean. Because it looked like he was just getting beaten in every which way. But tell us what you meant that he should have been doing.
Well, he's a fine boxer himself, but his main strength is his punching power. And the other guy has been, he's like a grown man. He's been practicing that boxing and punching for so long. You can't box those kind of guys. You got to go out there and do a crude style of fighting. Never landing hard shots. You're not going to get them with a good shot. They get out of the way and just win every round by points. Spence could have done that, but his corner was not aware of that. They just sent him out trying to do what he was already doing wrong. And he just got caught up. A nice young fighter. And I think he still has a good future. He just got beat at something that he doesn't do well.
George, yeah, George quickly, Rob, if you don't mind me following up. I saw you also, you did say to that point that you think he could come back and get Crawford in the rematch. To me, I thought it was such a demolition by Crawford that the second fight might even be worse, but you think he can get him in a rematch?
No doubt about it. And that was a counterpuncher that got the greatest boxer of all time, Max Smelling, beat Joe Louis up in the same fashion. I mean, It was like, that's the end of Joe Louis. But you go back and go to the drawing board, teach him some of the things, pick out the rounds that he did well. When he stayed close to the guy, he did well. But when he stayed out boxing, he got clocked. He could be a better one, and same with Joe Louis. He can become better, really.
George, the blood, when you're out there and you get cut and blood is everywhere on your face, how hard is that? Because as I'm watching, I'm just thinking, is blood getting in your eye? How tough is that to fight through that?
I mean, those are the times when you say, you just wish you weren't big boy so you could cry for your mother to come up and stop the fight.
I was like, wow. I just how tough is it to see through that?
People don't know that we all are humans, just like anyone else. Your eye gets swollen. You see blood coming down your face. You're thinking, why won't someone stop this? But the corner wipes you off and send you back out there. But that's the way everybody feels, the same as you would feel. But that Spence is a great fighter. I mean, a good fighter. He got a good jab. He just couldn't get his combination going on a counterpuncher. Those counterpunches, when they get that age, especially, they will ruin your fighters. You got to keep them away. But it was for a big, evidently, they made a lot of money. So what can you say?
One thing I'm wondering, George, is, you know, Spence, as you said, he's been a great champion. He was dominant and knocking guys out. And when you go that long without losing, and then you lose. I even think the first time he was knocked down in round two, that's the first time in his career, probably shocked him. and he obviously never was the same the rest of the night. How tough is it mentally? You obviously went through it when you lost to Ali. How tough is it mentally when you have that first defeat after you've been so dominant? It's one thing to learn lose early in your career, but when you've been the king and you've been bullying everybody and then you finally lose, how tough is that to bounce back mentally from?
That's one of the most hard things a boxer can go through, especially an undefeated fighter. You can't get over it. I mean, you wake up in the night fighting it in a dream. You think, I got this thing won, and you keep losing, you keep losing. You go home, you face your friends. Boy, you face your family. You just don't feel like you the man anymore. It can really wipe a guy out. He's got to have the right people counseling him in through that period. It hurts. Mm. It hurts. Really, it hurts.
George, we got to see. Now, I covered your fight against Michael Moore. I was sitting there. I watched that, the big knockout of Michael Moore. But I wanted to ask you about your movie, Big George Foreman, which came out this year. And just how happy were you with the portrayal of yourself? You know, sometimes people watch a movie and it's like, that's not me. Or you know what I mean? Or it feels better than it really was. How was that? How was your portrayal in this?
Yeah, it was a good Hollywood movie. You know, they took parts of my life. I there were certain parts I actually stopped and cried, especially my early childhood when, man, I didn't know hope, potential, and success. Those names or words didn't even exist. And there I was seeing where I'd come from. It touched me. The movie was touching. It really did touch me.
Yeah, we
was good.
I watched it. We thought it was great. We had the director on the show to talk about it, but it was a fantastic movie. What do you want? What was your hope that people get from that? Like, obviously, it was a very, you know, great story, but what's your hope that people draw from your movie or your life?
Yeah, it's a story about you can always get up and try it again. That's what I told you about Spence. Anybody, doesn't matter how hard you get knocked down or how flat you get knocked down to the floor, if you're willing, you can do it all again. Just don't give up in life. You can change. You don't have to be the same person everybody knows you as. You can always change. And that movie tells that story.
George, yeah. I brought up to start the George Foreman Grill, and when you think about, like, you made more money from the grill than boxing, right? Am I wrong on that?
No doubt about it. I made a lot of money with that grill. But let me tell you, I found out I had a lot more cousins than I thought I did.
I bet you did.
That money didn't last once cousin so-and-so heard about it. Whoa, boy. I went into the savings and loans business. I did more loaning than saving.
I bet you
did.
Oh,
man.
George, well, let me ask you, when they came to you with that, because if I read the story correctly, like Hulk Hogan turned it down, maybe there was another person before you. When you really signed that deal, and I don't know what the paperwork was or how much you made per grill or whatever, what did you think? Did you just say, well, I'll put my name on it? I don't know. You didn't know they were going to sell 30 million grills or whatever it was. What did you think of it when you signed that deal? Because I think it's a fascinating deal.
Well, I was always I had become the darling of Madison Avenue. I was
right.
Doing all kinds of commercials, making money everywhere. So the grill, I did it. My wife used it, and she said, I don't know. And she kept trying it. I didn't care about it, but she convinced me it was good. And I did the deal so that I could get at least 16 of them to give to my aunt, my friend, and my training camp because it actually worked. I had no idea. I got a check back for it. I said, this is impossible. That thing sold over 120 million of those things.
That's crazy.
And I couldn't believe that, you know, only because it worked.
It was great to make a steak. I'm telling. When I was in college, I used it all the time. It really did work. Chris, you had one, right?
Everybody had one. We definitely had one.
Yeah, I had no idea that kind of success was going to follow that grill. No way. I just wanted it because I needed some way to get my proteins and ease the grease away from it. That's why I did it. And that thing, it just changed everything. And it was a joint venture, so it was actually my grill. And so I worked and promoted it and did TV shows and pushed it. I did more publicity for that grill than I did for boxing.
George, everybody, you know, remembers, of course, your fight with Muhammad Ali, the Rumble in the Jungle. And in the movie, you know, it shows how you went to meet him and you apologized to him because you said you had hated him and you were so angry with him at his house. First of all, tell us what that was like. And did you and Ali, you know, as you guys were older and done fighting everything, did you have much of a relationship at all?
You know, the most embarrassing thing in the world is when you, as far as I was concerned, is to hate someone and not trying to beat them as I was trying to kill that guy. and after I found religion and found my peace, he was one of the guys I really wanted to forgive me. And he became, because he was always a lovely guy. He, you know, he talked crazy and everything, but he was really a friendly guy. And we made peace. And the best friendship I had of anyone and anything was Muhammad Ali. I mean, we called, talk on the phone, visit. His children and I became even great friends. And I miss that guy to this day because he was a joker to the end.
Yeah, no, no doubt about that. And that's awesome.
Great friendship.
Yeah, that's great awesome. That you guys were able to reconcile like that. So, George, thank you for your time.
No
fantastic
doubt.
Fantastic stories and commentary. Even
and
on the
George.
Fight this weekend.
George, that punch on Michael Moore, that was lucky, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I've always been lucky like that.
All right. When I wrote my column, I said it was one lucky punch. I still remember that column. I mean, you would get beat in that fight, and then you just floored Michael Moore, and that was it. Wow.
Yeah, I must have had about 75 lucky shots like that.
All right, George. All right, thank George, you. Thank we appreciate you. Your time.
All righty. Thank you.
Stay well. All right. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go, Chris. Shekel City, after the big weekend, did not bet on the fight. Won a little money, a couple shekels in Vegas on the slots machine, so that felt good. All right, here we go. The Padres are in Colorado and Denver, taking on the Rockies, Chris. The over-under run total for both teams is a 12. My best bet is take the under. Under 12 runs totaled in Denver. Boston is in Seattle. Boston was red hot. Recently lost. But I'm going to take Boston plus 1.5 runs, Chris, in Seattle. Boston plus 1.5 runs. And finally, San Francisco's taking on the Diamondbacks in the Bay Area. I'm going to take the Giants minus 1.5 runs over the D-backs. So, again, best bet, under 12 runs total, San Diego and Denver. Or I should say the Colorado Rockies. Boston, plus 1.5 runs in Seattle. And, Chris, San Francisco, minus 1.5 runs at home against the D-backs. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Thank you for that, Shekel City, Rob. And the Yankees, the big man is back. Aaron Judge made his, you know, return from injury on Friday. 0-for-1, 3 walks in a 1-0 loss to the Orioles. Then big game, three hits, a home run on Saturday in a win over the Orioles. Playing tonight against the Rays. So he's in the lineup tonight as a DH. But they sat him on Sunday. Now, I know they got, 13 games in 13 days. But some have wondered, man, he just got back and you're already sitting him again. You got an issue with this or, they're trying to be careful, but
I know they don't want to lose him again. But, boy, after Saturday you go 3-for-5 and you're not in the lineup, Chris, Like, it's one thing if it was struck out 3 times in game 1 back, he scuffled again in game 2, maybe we're rushing him, maybe he's not ready. Right. If you saw him Saturday, he looked like he was in mid-season form, right? With the swings, everything. And then just to take the day off, it's a big game against the Orioles. I know you're not going to catch them for the division. But anytime you take them out of the lineup, they're just not as good of a team. So
yeah, they were smashed.
Yeah, they got smashed. They gave up 7 runs in the first inning. Game was over.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rob. Why not just DH-ing? If you didn't want him out on the field, and they said the toe with that, the only way he can kind of re-injure it, they were saying, is if he has another
bangs it.
Incident. Yeah, like he did to injure it in the first place, and so. I would think he could hit. Now he's DH in the night.
Let him
Why
DH.
Why not at least have him DH? He doesn't have to be in the field.
And Stan could play the field. Chris, he's not a terrible outfielder or anything. Stan could play in the outfield and let Judge take over his DH role.
Right. I'm just they are fighting for their lives. Now, a lot of people feel pretty confident that they're going to get in the playoffs, but the bottom line is they're still last in their division right now.
Right now,
I know they're
not that
far out. And I just think they need his bat. It's as simple as that. And I just think you got to get him in there as much as you can. And if he's just hitting, you know, I would think he'll be fine health-wise.
Right. I'm with you. I just, you know, unless they knew something that we don't know, but if just if it's just going to be overly cautious, you know, every time you take him out of the lineup, you're probably not going to win. I mean, that's just about almost how bad it is. So, and if he's healthy, he looked great Saturday. I was surprised he wasn't in the lineup at all. And you're right. At least be the DH.
Right.
At least. If you want to give him, you're sitting on the bench, Chris, you're taking 4 at-bats, maybe 5 if you're lucky, right?
Right.
And just let him get his swings in.
That's the thing. Take advantage of being in the AL. I mean, come on. Like, I get it if you don't want to put him in the field and, you know, you're worried about him or whatever. But just to hit? I mean, that's what he does. And to your point, it also just gives the team a boost. That's clear.
It does.
For whatever reason, obviously he's just great. But beyond that, it does seem to, you know, liven up the rest of the team. Beyond his ability, just
they seem like a better team.
I don't know if they get more confidence or, yeah, whatever it is. But they're certainly better without him. And I just think – I just hate them to treat him like he's made out of China. I get it. He's hurt a lot. But, Rob, we've talked about it. If you're healthy, you just got to play these guys and not worry about the injuries.
You can't.
You can't control that.
100%.
It's just that simple.
100%.
All right. We got 2 hours of the Odd Couple left right here on Fox Sports Radio. You know what to do. Lock it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.